Bill, you've lived on Canvey Island. How long have you lived there?
Well, I lived there since I've been a schoolboy. About 12 years old I was when we first moved there.
And you came down from London?
Came from London, yes. One of the most remarkable things about that, it took us, the family, we moved down in a very old truck, open-backed, something like a builder's transit van, a transit truck. And it we left it on one day at 10 o'clock in the morning. We never arrived to Canvey until 2 the next morning. I think my parents, they kept stopping at their pubs on the road. And we were kids in the back, cold and hungry. And it took all that time. One of the alarming things was that when we turned off the mainland to come across the bridge at Canvey, I couldn't see in front. I could only see at the back, and I had the impression we were driving into the sea because all the boats around me, I got a bit of a fright there. But it was all right, you know. We were young and energetic, and we were able to cope with it all.
How many years ago was that?
That was 80 years ago.
80 years ago. Yeah. So Canvey Island looked a lot different in those days.
Oh, yes. Well, now that is something which some people who lived there at the same time may have remembered, because, you know, there was no such things as main water. There was no such things as sewerage, no electric light, and no gas. Now, you could imagine trying to live in a house, or bungalows, most of them were like that. Oil lamps and artificial things everywhere. And our rainwater came off the roof from a corrugated iron and into a gutter, and from a gutter into a galvanized tank which held 200 gallons. And then from there into a pipe through into the kitchen and into the sink. And we used that with our water supply. The main water just did not exist on Canvey.
So did you use rainwater then?
We used rainwater to make our tea, wash ourselves and wash our socks and do all sorts of things. Rainwater was the only supply. Some people were lucky. They lived near a farm who had a well, but you had to take an empty pail there, a bucket, and you paid a penny for a bucket and carried it all the way home.
Really?
And by the time you got home, half of it was splashed out. But this rainwater business in the tank, it held 200 gallons, and at the end of the summer, the drill of a family was that they got up, climbed up on the framework and cleaned the tank out ready for the next winter's rain. My brother and I did this, and of course the water level on the galvanised tank was very low, and so that's why we did it. And when we got in there, we found a dead cat in it.
Oh, dear.
And we had been drinking that water right throughout the winter time. And cooking on it and everything, and we've all survived it. Would you believe it? It wasn't some believe it, that dead cat. It was in a bit of a state. We dug it out and buried it. And
so you must have your own views on health and safety today, then.
Well, I mean, when you think about that, then, and you think of all the diseases it could cause, and we just bring about healthy. I think we're rather immune from any diseases. If a germ got in our bloodstream, it'd become paralysed straight away.